We'll begin and end today in Africa. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, from terrorism to radio. God is working behind the scenes of today's headlines, and he's inviting you to join him. So keep listening and find your place in the story. We'll start today in Kenya, where yesterday's bomb threat in Nairobi's Doctors Park raised the specter once more of terrorism. Just a couple weeks ago, the extremist group Al-Shabaab attacked a primary school, a military base, and a bus, in multiple instances targeting Christians. So why is a ragtag group of terrorists taking their fight from Somalia over the border into Kenya? FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
The warlords, the terrorist groups, they want the peacekeepers out. Kenya happens to be a real easy target because they neighbor Somalia. So there's that proximity so that they can launch attacks and raids across the border into neighboring Kenyan counties.
The presence of terrorists causes most people to leave, not charge in. However, at the end of 2019, FMI laid the groundwork for a church planting network in Kenya to reach the Horn of Africa. This year,
the need is for supporters for the church planters that FMI will partner with. Already we have guys who are committed to being part of the leadership team. That needs to increase. The next step is bringing on a roster of qualified church planters.
Pray through the situation in Kenya, especially through the tough times of shock and grief.
Pray for the courage and resilience of Christian teachers, of the orphan care workers, of the pastors.
Next, imagine being forced to flee your home, trekking from country to country in search of even temporary safety. And then when you finally think you've arrived, you're turned away because of who you call Lord and Savior. Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada says Syrian Christian refugees are being turned away.
We know many are doing it in whatever way they can, risking their lives to get to these countries, then claiming asylum. But if they're trying to go through the proper channels, often they are finding themselves being rejected, and simply on the basis that they are Christian.
Many Muslim-majority countries where Christians are applying for asylum are also turning them away. Countries like Syria are at least 10% Christian, yet only around 1% of admitted Syrian refugees are Christian.
But I think the thing that we can do is, you know, just bring awareness to our governments, you know, in Canada, the United States, and other places where these people are trying to come to, saying, look, this is unacceptable.
So what can we do? Consider contacting your local representative. But also remember, these people are our brothers and sisters in Christ.
How we pray, you know, that our brothers and sisters would be strong as they, you know, share the love of Jesus and the light of the gospel. And then also that our governments would wake up to the reality of what's going on.
And the gospel will be on the air in Nigeria on February 1st as Transworld Radio switches on its new AM transmitter. TWR's Abdullah Sango says,
radio is the only tool available to reach these people in the area. It's difficult to travel in that area, difficult to build churches there. Radio can find the people where they are, and radio can speak the language of the people.
It'll make possible airing programs like The Word of Righteousness and The Prophets, which have been translated into several Nigerian languages for a Muslim audience.
We have a program called The Messiah. The Messiah is about the gospel, about the life of Jesus, the sacrifice of Jesus, about the salvation.
But these programs aren't just for Muslims. TWR wants Christians to benefit from these teachings too.
Getting a sound biblical teaching is not easy. Prosperity gospel is around in the country. So we need to bring the real gospel and a sound biblical doctrine so that people can be mature and discipled in the Lord Jesus. I am personally convinced that if we reach Nigeria with the word of God, we will reach the rest of Africa more easily.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.